This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brown. We're joined by good friend of the show, Andy Lee, who tonight is launching an event with two of our favourite products, Bill, Dim Sims and Frothies.
Our next guest is a radio and television superstar who's basically mastered both formats. So every now and again, he likes to check in here to see how the other half lives.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
Yeah, good, Will. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm nervous. Nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof.
Why is a cat on a hot tin roof nervous?
Well, their little paws get burnt. I don't know. Anyway,
yes. Things haven't improved, Andy.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
Yeah. I think it's good for you and Haim to visit this studio every now and then.
It does. It gives us a lot of confidence. It shows that how low the bar can drop and you can still have a job. It feels great. In fact, I was wandering past the studio the other day
when you
had Mille Jedinak in.
Well done.
Yes. You didn't try and pronounce his name once, I don't think.
Well, it's spelled Mile. But it's Mille and a very good player for the Socceroos.
Never have I seen a bloke on you doing all the heavy lifting again, Jim. Never have I seen a bloke pretend that he's into the Hotspurs as much as this bloke. You bring up Son, he's like, "Oh, good player." All you did for the whole interview was occasionally make a sound.
That's what he does. You said Son. You didn't say his other name, by the way.
Well,
just went with
that's
Son.
What he's known as.
Bill, you might not remember this, but you realised that your torch was on your phone.
Yeah, I did.
And then.
Well, my batteries are running low.
Mid-interview, he's sitting there trying to work out how to turn the torch off on his phone. Jedinak just weaved his world. He just changed his angle 60 degrees and decided to only look at JB.
He did.
Well, and I stumped him during the interview.
I like
to bring that up.
Yeah. You see, yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Yes, I did stump him. He's in there.
Yes.
Asked him what a Hotspur was, and he didn't know.
But to be fair, the head of communications from Tottenham Hotspurs, a British chap sitting outside, I said, "Oh, what is it?" And he went, "Well, I don't know."
No. I just assumed it was the logo, which is obviously a spur.
But we've since found out it was the founder of the club, Harry Hotspur. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what have you been up to? We're going to get to Dimmies and
Tinnies.
We'll
get to Dimmies and Tinnies.
You've been in New Zealand. I saw playing in the Open. How did that go?
Played in the New Zealand Open. It can be a bit daunting when the cameras come around and follow you in a professional golfing situation. Camera just perched right behind me. I hosled one.
I saw that.
Oh, my God.
Hosled.
It was on for golf. In golfing, for those who aren't in golf, it is when you hit it sideways at pace, and it went straight into a house on the other side. Thanks. The clang was huge, and the commentator went, "There's the old hosel rocket from Andy Lee. Great to have him here."
it's basically hitting it straight over extra cover.
It is awful shot.
Terrible.
And so the pressure did get to me. Apparently it was the spa retreat. So there would have been people in there that were having their hot stone massage, whatever, that would have asked their money back after the gong went off.
Who was your pro? Who'd you play with?
Jack Munro.
Played well?
Brisbane Philly. Nah, played appallingly. I dragged him down.
You brought him down.
Would have absolutely brought him down. But a great event.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, it's pretty amazing over
Queenstown.
There.
A lot of people go there. Is that Punter playing
that
one?
Punter, Ash Barty. In fact, we had before the day before the tournament, they had all the players there and a big crowd and VIPs. And because New Zealand were getting thrashed by Aussies in the cricket.
Oh, yes.
Which was just tremendous.
Awesome.
Great.
They said, we want to do a chip and a putt off in teams of two, but we want to stack the New Zealands. It's two New Zealand teams against one Aussie.
Right. Yes.
It was meant to be Ash and Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky was off caught up in a meeting about his IPL team, apparently, because someone's got an injury or whatever. Anyway, so I get caught up instead of Rick, which should have been the right instinct to begin with.
Andy and Ash.
And Ash turns to me and says, "Do you want to chip or do the putt?" Because they were chipping. It was a 35-metre chip over a creek.
Oh, no.
Soft landing.
I'm not doing that.
And putt. I said, look, I'll do the putt, Ash. Ash puts it to 3 foot.
Oh,
wow.
The two New Zealand teams don't put it in, don't even get it on the green.
Wow.
I miraculously get the one putt and the Aussies get another win. So, yes, Ash and I undefeated.
So she can play, Ash Barty?
She can play.
Yeah.
She can really play. I had a practice round with her and with Rick. The day before as well. Just amazing focus. Boring to watch, though. Nothing goes sideways, just straight up and down.
They're also immune, I find tennis players when they play golf, immune to any form of pressure. Like Todd Woodbridge, Paddy Rafter,
Leighton Hewitt. Like,
they all play brilliant golf, and when it comes to shots that I would crap myself trying to do, they just shut their eyes and do it. It's like ridiculous.
I was playing the Australian Open back in the day with Jason Day. Our four was Jason Day, Leighton Hewitt, and Ed Jenkins, who was the captain of the Australian Rugby Sevens team.
Jenko. Yep.
Yeah, they could probably call him Jenko, yeah.
And Hewitt, back to the wall, whenever we needed him, it was a team's event. He would roll up and put it in.
Unbelievable. Oh.
And so he rolls in this 12-foot putt, and I turn to him and go, and the crowd cheers, and he just walks and picks up the ball like he does all the time. He's not that good at golf. So I turned to him and said, "Now that's when you should have gone, come on."
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with his hand to his face.
Yep.
And he said, "No, I know when to say, come on." And I said, "No, you do for tennis, but you don't for golf. I don't think you'll ever do that again this round. We're going down the last. I put my one in close for the first time I contributed to the team, and he's put into the bunker on the right.
Right.
And I said, see, told you, you had no idea. There's about 300 people watching, out of the bunker, clips one, lands, rolls in.
No.
And? Crowd goes wild. He turns to me and goes, come on!
See that? Yeah. You and I have both done this, Andy, and that he's played in those sort of things with the late, great Shane Warne.
Yes.
And he was exactly the same. When you went and played the holes out the back where there were no people, he was nowhere.
Nowhere.
He was having eights.
Yep.
So, like, you know, sculling chips and leaving them in. And then as soon as you got anywhere where there were people, he became a scratch marker.
And if there were any attractive women, he went off plus four.
Well, then he became Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
Sounds like me. You've been busy, New Zealand Open, but then you posted a photo on Insta yesterday and you're in California.
Yeah, got back I got back Sunday.
Oh.
Sunday, yes. But I tend to delay the posts, Bill.
Oh.
Sometimes through to laziness and other times because if someone's like you in LA and you go, oh, I'm here as well. Yeah. I don't want to catch up with you.
Bill. No, exactly.
We could have got on the gummies together.
I don't blame you.
That's what you do in LA. That's what
I don't do it, but you can do it. It's legal there, Bill.
Well, bloody me and the kids. We had a great old time.
Now
we did. Now, dimmies and tinnies. Yes. This is fantastic.
Dimmies and tavern. London Tavern. Yeah, dimmies and tinnies. 4 years in the making.
4 years.
They put less research and development into golf drivers than we have into these dimmies. We were having a few beers one day out of cans, and one of my mates had a dimmy. He said, this is good, but shouldn't we have a premium dim sim? Now, the word premium and dim sim hasn't really been put together. On a Venn diagram, they're in separate circles, but that's why we wanted to push them together. And so we flew a chef out from New York. The chef of Chinese Tuxedo. I think you've been there. With Eddie.
Eddie, good man. Eddie, we like Eddie. Yeah.
Great restaurant. And he started working on a recipe. We liked them. We've since done a deal with Marathon to produce them because we want them to look like the torpedo ones, the traditional ones.
Right.
But it's a lot of rigmarole. And then you have to wait for them to be frozen. Then you taste test again off the back of the freezing. We didn't like them, so we went again. But 4 years later, we have dim sims that we think are premium and delicious. And today we are launching Dimmies and Tinnies. It's a little pop-up caravan. If you're on your way to the MCG today or Saturday, Sunday, drop past Lennox Street, the London Tavern, and grab yourself a dimmy.
So answer me this question. Are you a fried or are you a...
I'm steamed.
Steamed. See, this causes great concern in our house.
No.
I'm the only fried.
Fried. Yep.
The rest of them all go steamed.
No, you got to be fried.
And that doesn't taste or look right to me.
Well, we did this on the 100. We actually asked the question of the 100.
Oh, yeah.
More people steamed.
No.
Really?
Yes.
That's got me bugging. It really has. I just can't get me around
I'm steamed. I like steamed.
Here's another one. With a dimmy, what end do you start eating it from?
The rounded end or the
one that's kind of latched at the top?
Round end.
Round end.
I'm around as well.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think, no, that's the bottom of the cup. You should be starting with the top. Otherwise, it's going to fall out. Yeah.
But also
steamed and rounded is the popular opinion.
Yeah, right.
Wow. And also potato cakes.
Oh, yeah. We've got a little jib.
There's a surprise. Bill likes potato cakes.
I love them, but I only get two or three.
Bill, I've been told if you're going to come and visit,
we
need a few more cooks.
You do. Hey, we can't let you go without talking about the Blues. 2-0. Airborne.
Airborne, it was, look, obviously everything I talked to Harry about over the break is coming off, which is nice.
It has.
To be honest, I don't think we're playing our best footy, but we're kind of getting the job done, which is what Collingwood did last 2 years. So it's nice that we're winning the close ones. And I feel for Doc, though.
Yeah, of course.
It's, that's
he does not deserve that.
Doesn't deserve it, but if anyone can come back, that he'll be able to do it. But yeah, it's pretty exciting. Unfortunately, we've got a week off the early bye.
Oh no, you'll be right though. Well, I think after that you've got the very very tough
Kangas.
The Kangas
Good Friday clash. Did you love the Blues Brothers round one? I thought that was brilliant.
I like
brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I was up there for the prelim. And I mean, it was the best quarter of football I've ever been a part of when the Blues in the prelim got that six goal jump on them.
Yes.
But as far as an away crowd owning a stadium, gee, the sound's been huge from the Blues fans when they've been up there.
It was unbelievable because prior to that, obviously, you're 46 points down, and I'm doing the game thinking, no one's making any noise.
Yeah.
It's like eerie. It's like a silent crowd of people that aren't enjoying what they're watching. And then suddenly the Blues started rolling.
Yes.
And the noise was deafening. And they're the away team.
Yeah. It was incredible. So good on them. And I hope the Blues brothers and sisters up there keep it going.
Oh, yeah.
Righto. Dimmies and Timmies where?
Tonight. Tomorrow night.
There'll be several people named Timothy there.
Tonight.
And also Tinnies.
Tomorrow and all weekend at the London Tavern in Richmond. Good pub that.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you go. There's two varieties, JB. Spicy pork with scallions and cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Oh,
yes, nice.
And chicken and sweet corn with kombu.
Like that.
All good. Just as we let you go, premium. How's the joint going in Hawthorne?
Haven't started.
Nice and slowly.
Needs a bit of cash.
Every time I see a photo, I think,
tell you what,
Andy, nothing's happened.
Needs a little bit of cash, I reckon.
When Billy, you're the king of cashies. Yeah. You do cashies all the time. I don't work in a cashies world, but... Right. If you could open the door and let me in the back.
Sparkies, plumbers.
I think I'm going to need it. Thanks, buddy.
You need a lot of it.
We'll help him out and go to Dimmies and Tinnies tonight. London Tavern Hotel tomorrow and all weekend as well. Andy Lee on the Rush Hour.
Love you, Lynn.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.